Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Srimade Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyade Shatarane Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gauravaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, 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 Hare. Vancha kapa taru vyastra, kripa sanya viva cha, patitanam pavane vyo vaisveyo, namo namaha. Hare. So, thank you all for being here. I want to welcome you to the Festival of the Holy Name. I'm very happy to be in your company. So as I mentioned before, we're going to speak a little bit about Sankirtan, Yuga Dharma. We speak generally, of course, about the glories of the Holy Name, but there's actually a lot said about the specific glories of Kirtan, especially Nam Sankirtan. And we will hear some of these statements, try to deepen our appreciation. Of course, in the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which Srila Prabhupada kindly gave us in the form of Chaitanya Charitamrita, we see the example of how Mahaprabhu did kirtan. He's our supreme acharya. How it was important, and by looking at his life and his teachings, we can understand how to effectively do Sankirtan. So Mahaprabhu, after initiation, of course, he in his childhood, this is the Leela of the Lord, but in his childhood, he exhibited the pastimes of scholarship. And he was playing with the Vedas like a child would play with a toy. And defeating scholars and so many things. But he demonstrated that that wasn't really the fruit of his teachings or of his work. The actual fruit, the actual substance came or was revealed by him after he went to Gaya. And there he received the holy name from his spiritual master. And after that he just went mad. Actually, it was just when he chanted the holy name, he asked his spiritual master, that what is this name that you've given me? I'm chanting it and I've just become crazy. What is this holy name? And so it was explained to him that, yeah, this is good. This is a good thing. And it's the nature of the holy name that immediately it awakens love of God within the heart. So after this time, he never returned exactly to his previous life. And he did go back to Navadvip, and again he entered his school. But in India, when the children or the students take out their textbooks, they all chant, Hari, Hari. So when Mahaprabhu heard that, then he just went into ecstasy. So finally he said to his students, why are you bothering to study? The real fruit of study is to glorify Krishna. And so he said this, that this kirtan, this glorification of Krishna, this is the word krit, means to glorify. So kirtan means to glorify Krishna. So when during kirtan we go into the presence of Krishna in the form of his holy name, and we glorify him, we sing about his beauty, his knowledge, his wonderful qualities. We think of the glories of Krishna. So Mahaprabhu revealed that how by Sankirtan one can experience the precursors of love of God or bhavas and gradually actually come to Krishna prema. This is his revelation to us. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in this connection, he says, O living entities, simply engage yourselves in Krishna consciousness. This is the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To make us wholly devoted to Krishna's name, Sri Gauranga Dev, the combined form of Sri Radha Govinda, came to this world. So just contemplate that. Just to make us wholly devoted to the name of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya came. But if we disregard these teachings and show no interest in Sri Nam Seva, we will never attain auspiciousness. Sri Nam Sankirtan is the best sadhana. If other sadhanas help us in Krishna Sankirtan, then they deserve to be called sadhana. Otherwise, they are simply impediments to sadhana. Sri Krishna Sankirtan is the emperor of sadhanas. It is the only infallible sadhana capable of bringing us to siddhi, in other words, bringing us to Krishna prema. Srimad Mahaprabhu did not speak of teaching archana, but in Shikshastaka he taught nam bhajan. Although in Kali Yuga other limbs of bhakti should be performed, they should be accompanied by bhakti denoted by kirtan. Krishna and Krishna Nam are not two entities. Krishna is his holy name. The holy name is Krishna. Krishna Nam is the son of Nanda, Shyamasundar. Our only devotional service and duty is Sri Krishna Nam Sankirtan. This understanding is auspicious. So these are the statements of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So the fruit, of course, Mahaprabhu also performed japa. In fact, his followers chanted japa 64 rounds. So life was dedicated to the holy name. But here especially is the glorification of the Sankirtan. And he says that the fruit of our other practices, of our here, of our reading Srila Prabhupada's books, of our japa, of our service to the devotees, this fruit will be apparent or not in Sankirtan, in the chant, in the congregational chanting. So Jiva Goswami writes a wonderful thing. He says that when many people gather together and sing the glories of the Lord, it is called Sankirtan, or congregational singing. This congregational singing is superior even to Kirtan, which can be performed alone, because it produces such extraordinary feelings. So, Kirtan means praise, we heard, to praise the Lord. Kirtan can be done alone. But when it is done with others, then it produces extraordinary feelings. I just want anybody here ever experience any extraordinary feelings in Sankirtan? Anyone? Anybody not? Okay. I think we're all here, at least in part, because we experience extraordinary feelings in Sankirtan, at least sometimes. So next day when I just came from Toronto, and there was a young woman there who's been taking up Krishna consciousness for about a year, and she was expressing this. She said, I just want to sit in kirtan. She was saying that I chant japa and I read and it's nice, but nothing happens, you know, like kirtan. So she had this feeling. So it's very natural, these feelings. So So then the question, I just want to say a couple more words about that. We could, there's many reasons we could examine, we could study why it is that this, these special feelings come in kirtan. And, one answer is obviously the association of devotees. Bhagavatam says, Satam prasangam mamavirya samvido bhavanti ritkarana rasayana kata. So the glories of the Lord are wonderful, but due to our conditioned nature, they may not always impact us so strongly. I think we had that experience, just like you all are working men, and you find that when you come home from the office and try to read, that it's not so easy. You had that experience. So that sangha, that's not satam prasangam, makes the kirtan harder. We have this experience, I think, right? But the association of devotees, then those, the glories of the Lord, which are indeed powerful, they're very powerful. But by the magic of the devotees association, we experience those powers, and what's the other part of that? It becomes very pleasing to the ear and to the heart. So this is the special magic of the association of devotees. And also Krishna says, famous verse you probably all know, Nam naham tistanti vaikunte yoginam hrayeshu va tat tat tishtami narada yatra gayanti madbhakta. So Krishna says he's not in Vaikuntha, he's not in the hearts of the yogis, but when his devotees, gayanti madbhakta, when my devotees gather together and sing, especially said there, sing, gayanti, then I go there. I come there. So that's another reason why we experience the uncommon feeling, these uncommon feelings in Sankirtan. So further it's said that the kirtan means to the glorification of a particular deity by chanting about his name, form, guna, and lila. This is a like a definition. So when we chant about a particular deity, in our case, our deities are Sri Sri Radha Shamasundara, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Sri Sri Kishore Kishori. It's actually said that in the mantra, encoded within that mantra is the form of the Lord. So within our mantra, our special mantra, Siddha Pranali mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the divine forms of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna and their whole entourage, they're all present. So kirtan means glorification of a deity by chanting about his name, form, guna, and lila. It should be done with instruments, with singing, dancing, and pranams, offering obeisances. It's also part of kirtan, pranam. So doing this is supposed to magnify the Lord's presence. Just like a magnifying glass makes something very small, very large. Or, what are these big things? Special microscopes. Or what are they called? Well, telescope, that's
for electronic microscope.
Like an electronic microscope. They can see the molecules or so many small things. So something small becomes very big. So unfortunately for us, Krishna is very small. We seldom think about him. But But his presence becomes magnified in kirtan. This we experience it, that we feel Krishna's presence in kirtan. This is the idea. Sometimes we become a little enamored with the side effects, the side effects of kirtan. Somebody, oh, I was dancing so much, or this happened, or that happened. But the actual effect, the power of kirtan, is that I feel the presence of God. I feel the presence of the Lord. So this his presence becomes magnified in this kirtan, and we long for his association. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his disciples and he himself, first of all, he performed kirtan with just a few of his students, and then they performed at they really got serious about at kirtan at Srivas Anga. And as you know, this kirtan was truly amazing. If you read the descriptions of the kirtan at Srivas Anga, and the Lord there, he didn't allow just anyone into that kirtan. There's a very high qualification for getting into that kirtan. So one time I asked Varshana Swami that, I was trying to understand, how is it the Lord, he first went into seclusion and, you know, perform sankirtan with just his devotees, and then actually in that purport in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada comments that Lord Chaitanya only performed sankirtan with his intimate associates. He said, we on the other hand open our temples to everyone and we have achieved wonderful results by this. So I was just trying to understand this. And so Varshana Swami explained it to me in this way. He says that it was experimental. He said they didn't know what kind of emotions would come out when they began chanting the Lord's holy name with the devotees. They had no idea what the result would be, how the emotions would flow, and how the devotees would be in ecstasy. So they just had to keep it to just the devotees. And indeed it was like that. And I asked him, so what made Mahaprabhu come out and do kirtan? And he said, ah, Jagai and Madai. So anyway, they, fortunately for us and the whole world, and of course it's the Lord's mission, he came out, and first of all, they went around the streets of Nadia, and they performed kirtan. Of course, you know the story of the Chandkasi. He forbid them to chant, and finally, he was convinced by Lord Nisringadev to allow the devotees to chant, and said, in fact, he said, forever. You know, these devotees have the chance to. They shall be allowed to chant. Someone should convey that to the authorities here in Chicago. That it was already decreed that the devotees can go anywhere and chant. So they chanted, and then he chanted in front of, you know, millions of people, really thousands of people, at least. At Jagannath Puri, so many people chanted, and then Mahaprabhu predicted, Prite Vite Acheyata Nagaradigram Sarvata Pachoy Habi Mornam, that this holy name would spread all over the world. In fact, we've seen this in our lifetime. This is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be able to witness his prediction come, at least in part, come true. It's all over the world. And certainly, he has declared that it will go to every town and village. So, and indeed it will. So, where are we? So, there's some special instructions in the life of Mahaprabhu that we see that we should take to note if we want our chanting especially to be effective, if we want to get the most benefits from this chanting. And then one of his principal teachings, of course, was to develop humility. Trinadapi sanichena tororapi sahishnina amanina manadena kirtaniya sarahari. Of course, everybody knows this instruction. Jiva Goswami has said that actually for the residents of Kali Yuga, it's very easy to develop this qualification. The qualification for chanting is humility. And he says that because we're so unqualified, therefore we have the qualification. he says that residents of Kali Yuga, we've heard Bhagavatam, unfortunate, always disturbed, short-lived, manda sumanda matayo, manda bhagya. So this is our divine qualification, says Jiva Goswami. So how can the disqualification, all of our millions of disqualifications, become our qualification? If we realize that we're unqualified and take shelter of the holy name, then that becomes our qualification. So this is actually the qualification that I have no qualification. I'm not a great chanter. I'm not a great devotee. I'm not a great anything. Actually, one devotee told Śrīla Prabhupāda, I'm the most fallen. And Prabhupada said, no, you're not the most anything. You're simply insignificant. So if we can just appreciate this position, our position in Kali Yuga as not very fortunate, but greatly fortunate at the same time to have received the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just to be able to chant the holy name and to cleanse our hearts, then this is the actual qualification. Because we can only, we can move our lips and the Hare Krishna comes out. Something comes out. But the actual magic, the actual beauty, the actual wonder of kirtan happens by the grace of the Lord only. And that is not within our power. Krishna, it's explained in Srimad Bhagavatam that when we hear with rapt attention, Krishna cleanses our hearts. The cleansing, nowhere does it say we have to clean our heart or that we can clean our heart. But we can hear about Krishna submissively, and Krishna by his mercy cleanses our heart. So again, this is the mercy of the Lord. And Krishna can appear, can manifest himself in the kirtan. We can feel his presence, or he can be far away. He can feel very far away. So none of these things are within our power. We can simply, in humility and in submission, call on the holy name. In fact, if we can develop, try at least to develop that mood. Therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj says this verse, Trinadapi verse, that we should learn this verse. Does everybody know this verse? Everybody? No.
There's some new people.
There's some new people. Okay. We encourage you. Very nice verse to learn. Chinadapi sinichena. So maybe not everybody knows. So this means, this is Mahaprabhu's instruction. Chinadapi sinichena. That one, should chant the holy name in a humble state of mind, that one should feel oneself lower than the straw in the street. That one should be even more tolerant than a tree. Actually, even more. That's hard to imagine. Even more tolerant than a tree. Tree is very tolerant. One may cut its branches, pick its fruit. It doesn't protest. Continues to offer its gifts. So one should be tolerant like a tree. Amanina manadena. One should not want respect for oneself, but offer all respects to others. In such a state of mind, kirtaniya sada hari, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. So this is, it's actually not so easy to do this. It's amazing that the pride can remain in the heart. We'll sing another song later. This will be the conclusion of this session. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes a beautiful song in which he elaborates on this verse and gives us some wonderful clues how we can develop in this way and thus chant the holy name. So the other aspect of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what we saw in his lila, was that he chanted the holy name with a great sense of longing to be with Krishna. We can also take this instruction to heart. He was always longing to be with Krishna. He never, and Srila Prabhupada pointed out also that his followers, the six Goswamis, were in this mood. Hey Radhe Vajadevike Chalalite. They would call out, where are you? Oh Radha, Krishna, where are you? They didn't say, we have seen Krishna. We know Krishna. Although they were the greatest devotees of the Lord, they always chanted in this feeling of longing. This is the transcendental position of kirtan, that one sings the holy name, longing for the association of the Lord. So in kirtan, we should take these two things with us. We should bring humility and great longing to be with the Lord. Now kirtan is spreading in all kinds of circles. Just like, for instance, we sometimes do kirtan at yoga studios and things like that. But often there's a sort of an impersonal understanding, and people have different ideas about what kirtan is. Maybe they're, you know, just want some peace of mind or some good feeling or even lesser motivations. But there isn't necessarily this feeling of longing, desiring to be with Krishna. So this is a special gift, teaching of Lord Chaitanya. Nayanam galarashudaraya vadanam gadgadarudaya gira. My Lord, when will my eyes fill with tears of love when I chant your holy name? So he taught us to sing in this way, to chant kirtan in this way. So there's some during the course of my preparation for this little class. How are we doing? Oh, time's flying by. Is everybody okay? If I lost you, are you still here? No?
Yes.
Okay. During the course of preparing for this, there I found some really amazing verses in the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, which I downloaded from your website. I have the book also, but it was already in digital format. So these verses describe more of the glories of kirtan, which are very enlivening to hear. And this happened during the when Gop Kumar, he was on his progress, he had received his mantra from his guru, but somehow or other he didn't know exactly how to chant in different ways. But nevertheless, he went on chanting, and gradually as he progressed, he got further instruction how to chant this mantra. But in doing that, he also encountered different kinds of spiritual practitioners who promoted different practices as being supreme. So at this particular time, he was actually in Tapaloka with the associates of Lord Shiva, they were saying that meditation is the best, that you should meditate. Meditation is by far superior. So, and actually he was relishing great happiness meditating on the form of the Lord, because it is very wonderful to take the names, the form of the Lord in one's heart and to meditate in that way. It's very beautiful. But then finally the Vaikuntha Dutas came through and spoke to him. And they said, "Hey, Gop Kumar, yes, this meditation is in fact wonderful, but they said this. Our advice to you is this. Simply practice pure devotional service, mainly in the form of Nam Sankirtan." These are the exact words. Nam Sankirtan Prayam. Mainly Kirtan. This is also Yajyai Sankirtana Prayar. It's mentioned that the other processes are there. We do puja, we do, you know, so many things. We study. But they're saying that the Lord is worshipped by the Sankirtan. So they say, Nam Sankirtanam Prayam. Simply practice pure devotional service, mainly in the form of Nam Sankirtan, with the hope of gaining the eternal contact of the Lord's divine lotus feet. So again, this is the same instruction. We're not simply chanting for peace or prosperity. What's that one? Swami Jaya Jagadisha. Hare Krishna. Sorry. Hare Krishna. Give me health, give me wealth, and a castle by the sea, Swami Jaya Jagadisha. So not like that. But one is desiring. This is the specific instruction here. Param Srimat Padam Bhoja Sada Sangat Yupekshaya. That one should chant the holy name, Nama Sankirtanam Prayam, but this Srimat simply, or only Srimat divine, Padam Bhoja, lotus feet of the Lord, Sada. That one should hanker, the actual word here is apekshaya. One has the hope, the longing, again, to attain the eternal contact of the Lord's lotus feet. So this is the instruction that we should take to Sankirtan, and with the hope of attaining the eternal contact of the Lord's divine lotus feet. So this is the instruction of the Vaikuntha Dutas, how to perform Sankirtan. So I wanted to read a few more of these instructions, and then we'll sing one song. So in the commentary, Sanatana Goswami says, "Bhagavan Nama Sankirtan, loudly chanting the holy name of the Lord, is the most effective way to achieve Vaikuntha or Krishna Loka, or whatever one may desire. But the chanting must be practiced in pure devotion, unmixed with motives of karma and jnana." So the Vaikuntha Dutas continue, "By that devotional service you will soon realize the treasure of Krishna Prema, and you will easily see Krishna in the spiritual world." So again, this especially is glorified, this Sankirtan, as a means to awaken prema. So they continue. There's a little discussion of the value of meditation, smaranana. And they said, yes, if someone through smaranana achieves perfection, if they achieve absorption and happiness in Krishna consciousness, then by all means, that is good. It's also pointed out that there's some issues. One is that we're now in Kali Yuga, and that process simply doesn't have the power to counteract the influences of Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is powerful. I mean, just walk around downtown Chicago and just see the nations. It's incredible. Powerful nations. Huge 50-story monuments to nations. So how can we counteract this? Only by the power of the holy name. So they say, we consider chanting to be alone the most excellent form of bhakti, better than remembering, which appears only in one's turbulent heart. For chanting harnesses not only the faculty of speech, which it engages directly, but also the mind and the sense of hearing. And chanting helps not only the person practicing it, but others as well. So how glorious. When we're trying to remember Krishna, first of all, the heart, as they point out, it's within the turbulent heart. So the heart is difficult. But when we chant, it captures the sound of speech, the ears. If we utilize the tongue, the ears, and indeed it enters the heart. So automatically remembering is achieved. And we benefit others. And when we benefit others, then Krishna is pleased upon us. So we get the mercy of the Lord. Bhaktivinoda Thakur summarized the mission of Lord Chaitanya in three simple things. Does anybody know what those are? Yeah, that's one. Yeah. First one is Namaruchi. One should have taste, attraction for the holy name. The second one is Vaishnava Seva, to serve the devotees. And the third one is Jiva Daya, right? To show mercy to the conditioned souls. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the essence of religion is to sing the holy name for the deliverance of the fallen conditioned souls. So it's confirmed here also. This is a consistent message. by showing mercy, as yeah, we also get our commission as Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We get the commission of the mercy of the Lord. By showing mercy, we get the mercy. So it's a very wonderful process. We chant the holy name. It enters our ears. It engages our tongue. Takes over our heart and mind. Purifies ourselves. Purifies those who are around us. And attracts the Lord's mercy. Perfect. Perfect. Who could ask for more? So of the many ways to chant Krishna's glory, first and foremost is his Nam Sankirtan. It is deemed best because it can evoke at once the treasure of Krishna, of pure love for Krishna. It can awaken this Krishna prema at once. This is a statement. When relished, with love in countless ways through service rendered constantly by the tongue, the nectar of Sri Krishna's name delights the heart. Who can describe the unequaled excellence of the nectar of Sri Krishna's holy name? So this is an amazing purport I wanted to share with you. Nam Sankirtan, in fact, appears only when prema has been enhanced in a special way. So actually the true name is when love has been awakened, and not only when love is there, but when it has been enhanced in a special way. Prema enriched with transcendental hankering results in Sankirtan. To help us understand, the Vaikuntha Dutas mentioned by way of analogy the Chataka and Chakravaka birds. Oops, I missed that. Hang on. Let me go back. Sorry. So there's a previous verse. It says, if one wants the ultimate success in spiritual life, one must take shelter of Nam Sankirtan, as the Vaikuntha Dutas proclaim exuberantly in this verse. And then they say, this is a wonderful verse, because Nam Sankirtan invariably leads to the treasure of prema, of love for the Lord, true connoisseurs of devotional service consider Nam Sankirtan to be the very fruit of bhakti. And then this amazing verse. Nam Nam Tu Sankirtanam Atibharan Megan Vina Pravrishri Chatakam. So like the distressed crying of the Chataka birds on the cloudless day of the rainy season, or the lamenting of a flock of Chakravaki birds when parted from their husbands at night, the Sankirtan of the Lord's names arises when one is burdened by too much pain. So this example is given, the Chataka birds. Probably some of you have heard this before, but it's worth hearing again, I think. At least for me. Please indulge me. So the Chataka birds are these amazing creatures that they need water, of course, like every living entity, but they don't get water from the rivers or from the lakes or from the puddles. They only get water from the cloud. So just imagine how much thirsty they are, waiting for the cloud to come. And then when the cloud rains, then they get water. Srila Prabhupada explained this also, and he said that sometimes when they approach the cloud, they don't get water, they get thunderbolts. But still, they don't go anywhere else for water. So this is the nature. So there's this extreme hankering, there's this life and death need of the Chataka bird to get the water from the cloud. So they approach the cloud in this way. And it's said that their cry during the cloudless day of the rainy season, where is the cloud? So they're calling out, and their sound resembles Priya, Priya, which means, oh my dear one, oh my dear one. So we're advised to also call out in this way. Now, I realize this is a very high thing we're talking about here, especially for someone like myself. But still, this is the instruction. We are supposed to try to develop our consciousness in this way. Perhaps it takes a lifetime, perhaps many lifetimes to truly want the Lord, to even desire the Lord. Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, we were discussing this the other day, he says that you should always think of me. If you can't think of me, then engage in devotional service so that you will get the desire to attain me. So Krishna has the desire to bring us back to him. That's why we're here. And we're trying to develop the desire to go back to him. But this is recommended, so that we should meditate on these examples and on the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. to sing, to do Nam Sankirtan in this way. Sorry, there's one more thing here. My notes are all jumbled. So, here it is. So in conclusion, the wonderful varied sweetness of Sankirtan engages only by the mercy shown in various wonderful ways by the Lord. The wonderful ocean of varied rasas of pastimes, this sweetness can never truly be achieved by one's own endeavor. So the practice of kirtan is to feel ourselves completely dependent on the mercy of the Lord, to chant in a mood of humility and in a mood of utter dependence of calling. Because the sweetness, the mercy that comes from kirtan is only achieved by the mercy of the Lord. Hare Krishna. So Jagadananda Pandit in Prema Vivarta concludes, the only desirable object is to be able to chant the holy name of the Lord in the association of pure saintly devotees. This is the best and only way to conquer nations. Hare Krishna. So how are we doing? We got a few minutes. We're going to sing one song together. Is that okay? How much time do we have? Okay, good, good. Are we okay? Can we sing a song? No? All in favor? Okay. All opposed? Okay, good. Oh. Let's see. Yeah. Well, let's take a few questions now. We'll have a little discussion for a few minutes and then we can sing this song. Thank you. All right, Krishna.
There are two things that appear contradictory to me in when you're describing about the process of chanting.
Only two?
One was in the beginning of the lecture, you said chanting does not, it's not coming from the mouth, it's coming from the heart.
Yeah.
At the same time, we hear that the holy name has to enter the heart.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, the holy name, our acharyas claim that the holy name is not different from Krishna. At the same time, sometimes they also explain it in that way, that it's not that now we control Krishna, that, oh, I can chant Hare Krishna, and therefore Krishna is in my power. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, he's mine. That's it. It's not like that. Krishna can always appear or not appear. Naham prakashya sarvasya yogamaya samavrita. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that I'm not manifest to everyone. So I can remain covered. Now, the devotee who's chanting his holy name, also it's explained that Krishna is there, that Krishna, the devotee's taking shelter of him, and Krishna is there, he's watching. He's always watching, but especially he's watching the devotee who's chanting. So sometimes he may not appear to us, we may feel his presence when we're chanting, or we may not feel his presence. Right, that's his prerogative. And he does that on purpose. It's not a mistake. Sometimes, Krishna, you have to come here now. I have to, No, we can't chant like that. We can simply On the order of Mahaprabhu, we're chanting, we're taking up the chanting, but the Lord can appear to us or not appear as He likes. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that we want to see Krishna, we want to feel His presence when we're chanting, but sometimes he appears to not be present. So why is that? He says it is for the purpose of examining the heart. Very, very instructive. Because just like you're all here, so I have to like notice you, right? I have to notice you're here. Hopefully. But when everybody goes away, then what happens? We start thinking, oh, now what am I feeling? What is, like, that's the attention goes inward. So Krishna's, when we don't feel Krishna's presence, or when we think that He's not present, when we're chanting, then we have to examine our heart, and then we have to call out. So actually Krishna's, it's mysterious. Chanting is this, we're all doing it, but it's a mystery. Chanting is the greatest mystery. How Krishna can appear and not appear. So He's there in His holy name, and at the same time, His full manifestation before us is only due to His mercy. I don't know if I explained it very well. Is that okay?
And the second thing that appeared contradictory for me was while the mood of chanting. We hear that when we're chanting, the holy name is Krishna. Krishna,
yes,
is present,
yes,
with us. At the same time, we hear we have to call out to Krishna with a longing,
yeah,
for Him to come.
Yeah.
So maybe a...
So that's... I think that takes some time to actually realize, but... To actually realize, but at least for our understanding, just like the gopis of Vrindavan, when they were never separated from Krishna, but when Krishna left, they nevertheless felt separation and they called out to Him. So it's an even stronger connection with Krishna in the feelings of separation. So even the residents of the spiritual world, sometimes they feel that separation from Krishna, and therefore they take shelter of Krishna, and they're with Krishna in His holy name. So how can you be with Krishna and not with Krishna? I think this we have to keep chanting to fully understand at least. But this is the explanation that. The feelings of separation. Anyway, this is the instruction of Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada, and the six Goswamis to increase our mood of calling to the Lord. And from our position, we've been separated from Krishna for many, many births. So we are, in fact, calling to Krishna to be present, to have His association. And through that hankering, we become purified. So, Hare Krishna. Let's sing one song. These are the divine instructions of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Thank you for that question. Maybe next year I'll be able to answer it with more realization. I hope. So this song is, we sang this last year also, this song, where is it? Oh, it's on page 8. So, Shri Krishna Sankirtana Jari Manasa Tahar Paramajatane Tahi Lobo Adhikar. If your mind is always absorbed in chanting the glories of Lord Krishna with great care, then by that process of Sri Krishna Kirtan, you will attain transcendental qualification. So this is the beginning, as Srila Prabhupada would explain. I'm sure we'll be hearing more today. The beginning of chanting, aside from trying to develop humility and a sense of longing, the beginning is to simply hear, to let the holy name enter our ears and enter our heart, to just hear. This is always the instruction, the primary practice, instruction that we go back to, that Srila Prabhupada gave us. One time Prabhupada was asked, what about my mind? And what should I do with my mind? And Prabhupada said, there's no question of the mind, just chant and hear. So many times he explained this, that hear. And if we intake, of course this is not so easy, the mind wanders away. And we have to bring it back, and it wanders away, we bring it back, like this. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur assures us here that by that process of absorbing the mind, bringing it back, and gradually allowing it to hear, then we will attain that process alone will give us the qualification. So we're speaking about some kind of lofty feelings and concepts, but it begins with a simple act of being attentive to the holy name. Just like it said that the root of all offenses is inattention, so similarly the root of love is attention. As soon as you give someone your attention, then you begin your relationship with them. You begin loving dealings with them simply by attention. So it's such a powerful thing. If we can just be attentive to the holy name, then Bhaktivinoda assures us that we can achieve all of these qualifications, which he will describe. You should give up all false pride and consider yourself to be worthless, destitute, lower and more humble than a blade of grass. You should practice forgiveness like that of a tree and give up violence toward other living beings. You should protect and maintain them. So again, this is Jiva Doya. We try to give mercy to others, serve the devotees. This is an integral part of developing our relationship with the holy name. In the course of passing your life, you should never give anxiety to others, but rather do good to them while forgetting about your own happiness. When one has thus become a great soul possessing all good qualities, one should abandon all desires for fame and honor and make one's heart humble. So this also comes by chanting. First we become tolerant, we try to help others, and then gradually the desire for fame, for honor, it is also dissolved from the heart. This is the wonders of chanting. So knowing that Lord Krishna resides within all living creatures, one should, with great respect, consistently show honor to all beings. Possessing these four qualities, Dainya, Doya, Anyemana, and Pratishtavarjan, these four qualities, mercifulness, respect toward others, and the renunciation of desires for prestige, one becomes virtuous. In such a state, you may sing the glories of the Supreme Lord. I think in the modern world, to become virtuous, do they mention these qualities? Maybe mercifulness. Maybe mercifulness. Maybe service toward others. So these are the actual jewels of the devotee. These are the wonderful qualities that we want to fill our heart. And we're also praying to the holy name as we chant, praying to Krishna to develop these qualities. Weeping, Bhaktivinod submits his prayer at the lotus feet of the Lord. O Lord, when will you give me the qualification for possessing attributes such as these? So again, this doesn't come about by our own prowess, our devotional shakti. This is simply humbly chanting the holy name, petitioning the Lord, and by His grace these qualities develop. So we should be supremely confident, really. We are here practicing devotional service by the mercy of the Lord only, by the mercy of the devotees. And He will surely make arrangements for our further progress. We can be peaceful and self-assured in taking shelter of Krishna and chanting. He's the most kind, most loving. So, Hare Krishna.